Beale Street looks to be just another street in suburban Boston. But one house here is special, for it is the home that produced a family lineage still very much in the public eye today. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American Countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Head down Beale Street in Brookline, Massachusetts, and you'll see rows of nearly century-old homes, working-class homes, and among them, one very special home.
This is the first house that Rose and Joe Kennedy are going to own after they were married in October of 1914. While they live here, they'll have the first four children in their marriage, Joe Jr., followed by JFK or Jack, and then Rosemary and Kathleen.
John Straff at the JFK National Historic Site says today everyone knows the Kennedy name. Back then, it was the other side of the family that had the name recognition.
The Fitzgerald family would have been very much a household name in the city of Boston. Honey Fitz, or John Francis Fitzgerald, as he's more formally known, was a two-term mayor of the city of Boston, first Irish-American Catholic mayor. He also served in the U.S. Congress.
The Kennedy family was slowly working its way up the Boston social scene, but was certainly behind the status of the Fitzgeralds.
Joe's father, Patrick Joseph Kennedy, started off working on the docks of East Boston, eventually would come to own a pub, and folks over in East Boston came to trust him so much that he would become a ward leader and then eventually would become wire commissioner and a fairly successful middle-class businessman.
Rose's parents may not have liked the idea of a Kennedy marrying into the family.
Rose and Joe were going to court for nearly 7 years, in large part because Honey Fitz sort of felt that Joe wasn't quite good enough for Rose. But Joe, after graduating from Harvard, will become a bank examiner. And then eventually he'll become a bank president at the Columbia Trust Company in East Boston. And there he started to gain some more local and national prominence. And I think after that, Honey Fitz finally decided, well, maybe this guy isn't so bad.
We'll have more from the JFK birthplace next time as we travel the countryside in Brookline, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.